Welcome to Paradise in the Pines, a podcast about the people, places, and stories that make this the home of American golf. Brought to you by the Pinehurst Southern Pines Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Paradise in the Pines. I'm Phil Wurz, President and CEO of the Pinehurst Southern Pines Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're joined today by Brian Lewis. He is a lobbyist. You may or may not like the sound of that. We love it because Brian's a great friend of the CVB. He has a company called New Frame. Mm-hmm. And first of all, Brian, thanks for joining us here. We're here. We're on remote. We're at the North Carolina Travel Institute Association Leadership Conference for a couple days here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule here at the conference. And welcome to Paradise in the Pines.
Thank you for having me, Phil. I'm so excited to be on the podcast. I have listened to the podcast, and I'm honored to be here.
Awesome. Well, we watch yours as well, so we'll dive into a little bit of that as well. So talk about New Frame. You are a lobbyist. You work with the General Assembly. We'll get into occupancy tax and all that, but what is New Frame? You are the owner, principal of that company.
Yeah, we are a small lobbying firm. Our office is in downtown Raleigh. We are celebrating 10 years of existence.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. We represent the tourism industry. The North Carolina Travel Industry Association is one of our clients. We work on a lot of issues from Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, Head Start. Whoever comes through the door, if they're doing good work like the tourism industry is, we're here to help them at the General Assembly. We lobby on their issues with state legislators. In fact, we've got some legislators coming later this evening to join us for dinner. But it is I have Sky David is my partner. We also have Christy Jones, who works with us. She'll be here later tonight, and just proud to represent the tourism industry.
Are you from North Carolina originally?
I am. I'm born and somewhat raised down in Duplin County. So if you're heading down to Wilmington.
Wine country.
Yeah, wine country, that's right. Muscadine wine, Scuppernong wine. If you ate bacon this morning, chances are it came out of our county. We process about 35,000 hogs a day.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're involved in politics and, you know, again, it's you either love it or hate it, just like the Yankees or Duke basketball. What made you want to get into politics?
You know, I have always, you know, I was that kid that read Under the Dome in the News and Observer as a kid. I loved politics. My grandfather played a very big role in my life, and he was always talking politics. He was also talking golf, too, Phil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it was one of those things. We weren't really politically active at all, but my grandfather watched politics as if he was watching a college football game. It was sport to him.
Right.
He was, it was one of those things where my grandfather was a Republican, my grandmother was a Democrat. I used to joke that they drove 20 minutes into town to go vote just to cancel each other out. But, you know, grew up in and around it, talking to him. And so when I went to college, I really had no intention of going into political science or anything like that. It was undeclared. And finally, my professor said, Brian, you got to choose something here. And I was like, well, I guess I've taken a lot of political science classes. Maybe I'll go with that. And from there, graduated and ended up just immersed into North Carolina politics.
So more deeply involved, as you said, with tourism. We hear from Whit Tuttle from Visit NC and how well the tourism industry is doing. I mean, our visitor spending numbers were $750 million. I mean, that's just small potatoes to Charlotte and Durham, but for a little old Moore County, that's huge. So we're doing well. Obviously, Pinehurst Resort, the U.S. Open, we'll get into all that. But, I mean, you're involved in tourism. How well is tourism doing in North Carolina?
It is doing great. And, you know, we came out of the pandemic, I should say going into the pandemic, very fearful about what that meant to our industry. And it did negatively impact a lot of our industry. But we found that tourism grew in the coastal areas, your area, Western North Carolina.
One of the best things ever happened to golf.
Yeah. I mean, so folks wanted to get outdoors. Yeah. Folks wanted to get away from home. A lot of folks they were able to work remotely. So that helped. We still have some glitches that we need to work on. Workforce development is a huge issue. It continues to be a huge challenge. We actually have a senator coming tonight who owns a chain of restaurants along the coast. And while tourism has been booming at the coast. He says, I just can't find employees.
Yeah.
You know, he's paying
the same everywhere.
Yeah, paying them above market rate. Yeah. They're calling in or they're just not showing up. That continues to be a challenge. But as far as visitor spending goes, I mean, we are well at $33 billion in visitor spending in North Carolina. We are seeing conferences are back. Conventions are back. We're at a conference right now recording this podcast. But we do have some challenges. It's not perfect out there. Workforce development is a big issue.
Affordable housing.
Yeah, affordable housing. Being able to, you got a thriving community in Asheville, Pinehurst, the beach, and you want to be able to take care of your employees. It is a competitive labor market.
You work closely, and you know Senator Tom McGinnis down there. He's been instrumental in getting some dollars. I think it was $850,000 recently for a theater in Robbins, and I think another $850 total. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is keenly aware of the tourism industry. But when you look at what Witt and Visit NC have to spend, $12 million, and you look at the bordering states, and I tell people that ask me questions about the state of North Carolina or what we're doing in Pinehurst, like, Witt does miracles with $12 million when Virginia has, I think, what, $48 million and South Carolina has $50 million a year to spend. Let's go inside the General Assembly and the legislature. How do we get more dollars for tourism so Witt can spend more money on getting more people to come to North Carolina?
Yeah, it is a challenge because I think they look at the numbers and they see the growth that we have had. Just take it from 2004 when I think we were at $14 billion in visitor spending, and now we're well over double that. So we're sometimes a victim of our success. They see the growth in the industry, but what we try to do is position it like, you know, Virginia Beach is being very aggressive in their marketing. Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach, I believe, spends more in advertising than our coastal communities combined.
Wow.
And so we're trying to compare ourselves to those markets without, here's the challenge, well, we don't want to be Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
We don't want to be Virginia Beach. We want to see our coastal areas, our mountain, our golf courses. We love the way they are. So it's one of those things where it's a balancing act in how you talk about them. One of the things that we've been trying to really push to legislators, and they're going to see it tonight, that it's more than the coast, it's more than the mountains, it's even more than our golf courses, which are pristine and wonderful, and people come from all over the world. But we have wonderful rural tourism in North Carolina, and they need to invest in those communities. All 100 counties have something to see, whether it's a day trip, or you want to spend a weekend, or you want to spend a week. Trying to really get out and promote what's going on in Robbins or what's going on in Duplin County and Kenansville, the old courthouse, the beauty of the architecture.
I think people are, you know, getting back into being into history and what's authentic and what's real, getting out, kind of maybe to some aspect, getting out of the big cities. I know this year, 2023, is the year of the trail in North Carolina, which was a huge initiative for us. And I know across the state, in fact, they're going to extend that into next year. So you're right. I mean, outside of just, you know, the golf, and one of our hashtags is more than just golf, because people come there for, even though Seagrove is half in Moore County, they still come there and they stay overnight in Moore County. Rockingham, I'm on a committee down there along with Jim McLaurin, who I'm sure you know, number two with EDPNC, Economic Development for the state, to get a race back to the Rock.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we didn't get the all-star race. I think it was kind of cool that North Wilkesboro got it again, so it wasn't just kind of like a one-hit wonder kind of thing. But I think we're real close to getting NASCAR back to Rockingham. What are you hearing in Raleigh?
Yeah, there has been a lot of attention paid at the General Assembly recently as it pertains to attracting these kinds of events. We recently passed a bill that's going to allow for sports gambling. And I know that's a controversial issue, but if you look at where the General Assembly wants that money to go, it is to compete for a Super Bowl, to compete for a race, to compete for more internationally known golf tournaments. They want to bring that to the state.
Yeah.
And they have really, if you've looked at where they're earmarking money, it is to make us a competitor. As we know, competing for these games, competing with these leagues, you have to put some money on the table. It's not just like, hey, yeah, Charlotte, Pinehurst, you've got to show them that you've got skin in the game too.
It's interesting because if you can have a Super Bowl in New York City, I get it. It's New York. That's where, you know, all the Fortune 500 companies, all the money is. Yeah, there's a Super Bowl in Detroit. Come on.
Yeah.
And Charlotte would be awesome. But I think I saw you at the Visit NC conference earlier this year, and I said, we've already got a Super Bowl in North Carolina. It's called the U.S. Open. And so we've got that next year, Brian. So, you know, and when you were probably much in the know when the USGA was kind of going through, I'll never forget the day. It was September 9, 2020, when they announced that the USGA was bringing Golf House Pioneers to life, a second headquarters there. What was that like when you were hearing about it firsthand, perhaps in the legislature and behind closed doors, and the eventuality of that? I mean, you know, I think I saw the press release. U.S. Opens between now and 2047, $2 billion economic impact of the state of North Carolina.
And just to there was a lot of excitement. There's a lot of power within rural communities of North Carolina. And that is exactly what they were saying, Phil, is not only bringing it to the area, the way it's going to have a spillover effect into rural Moore County, how it's going to even go into Harnett County, how it's going to go down to Fayetteville, just that economic impact of hotels filling up, restaurants filling up, people being in our community, and they come for the event. They come back because they felt something special.
Yeah.
The wonderful food that we have, authentic barbecue, where you can't find it anywhere else, really, but rural North Carolina.
It's funny because when people ask me what I do for a living, my 15-second elevator speech is, I get as many people from around the world to come here and spend all their money and then go home. Right. So when people say, there are too many people moving to Moore County, it's like, that's not me.
Right.
I mean, but I do understand if people come there and they fall in love with, you look at a picture from the Village of Pioneers, it looks exactly like it did 125 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we do grow, and I'm sure you know Natalie Hawkins, our head of economic development in Moore County, you know, we're going to grow from 100,000 residents to 170 by 2050.
Yeah.
The area is going to grow whether tourism is part of it or not, because First Health is there. You know, we can talk about, I mean, talk about the impact of what just north of Moore County with VinFast and the Toyota plant, the chip manufacturer, the Carolina Core from 421 from Greensboro to Fayetteville. Moore County is going to blow up. Already Carthage already is, and I know they're working on infrastructure in the northern end of the county because it's coming. Just talk about that growth just between Raleigh and Moore County.
Yeah, so one of the vestiges of having a robust tourism industry in North Carolina is, yeah, we're having the visitors come in, but folks are saying, you know, this wouldn't be a bad state to retire in.
Right.
People are coming in and saying, this wouldn't be a bad place to put VinFast, which is the hybrid or electric car that's coming.
Vietnamese EV manufacturer,
So we are seeing, and it was announced again, CNBC ranked us number one for business two years in a row. We are seeing exponential growth in our manufacturing, something that we have really had to kind of claw back from. If you go back to the mid-90s and the trade deals and all of that, we lost a lot of our building things in North Carolina. Mm. So we're seeing in rural Chatham County, we're seeing VinFast say, we're going to put a plant there. Apple coming to Research Triangle Park. And the housing explosion we have seen as it's moved down from Wake County into Moore County, because what... It's about a 35-minute drive from the Triangle area to Pinehurst.
I mean, we're just a couple miles away, a mile or two from the airport. I mean, door-to-door, I live in Whispering Pines, which is right by the Moore County Airport. 1 hour, exactly, from my door to the RDU airport, 1 hour. I mean, that's a quick trip.
Quality of life, quality education, quality universities. We are just a hotbed for growth, and we're going to continue to see this growth, I believe, into the next few decades. We've seen it with just the revenue that has been brought to the state. We just passed a budget that is over $30 billion. I remember when I started the General Assembly, I think we were at $17 billion for our total budget.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, just folks are moving in. 50 people, we're in Wake County right now, Phil. 50 people moved in today to Wake County. And we're seeing that a lot of folks are wanting to get out into the country. Folks are wanting to live outside of the metro area.
I know people that work for Apple that drive. They don't have to be in the office 2 days a week.
Yeah.
They love living in Moore County, the rural, you know, rural atmosphere versus being in the big city. They don't mind the hour-long drive or 45-minute drive to Cary. I mean, it's simple.
Big plot of land, usually. More affordable housing,
right,
for sure. great schools and access to the Triangle area, to the coast, to the mountains. It is, you're centrally located in such a great place in this state.
We've heard of Build Back Better, but Brian does a podcast called Do Politics Better, right? Am I correct?
That's right.
Trying to make a little phrase there, but anyway, talk about. I mean, you're involved. You've got a great podcast. Some really great conversations with, obviously on the political side. But talk about how you got into that, and talk about your podcast and who do you feature on there?
Well, thank you for allowing us to do that. We host a weekly podcast. We have a new podcast coming out tomorrow morning, and what we've done with the podcast is we want folks to know these legislators on a more personal level. So we work with 170 legislators, Republicans, Democrats, rural, urban, black, white, all walks of life, and we bring them into the office and sit down for about a 30-minute conversation, much like this podcast. And we don't talk about political issues. We talk about who they are as people. And we try to alternate Republican, Democrat, back and forth with our guest every week. And our hope is that, you know, we're living in a time, Phil, where politics is not necessarily a good word. The civility in politics has certainly taken a decline since my grandfather was talking to me about politics. I think yesterday in Congress.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Pompeo almost came to fisticuffs in Congress. Are you kidding me?
I mean, the senator pretty
well. The
much,
one guy fights MMA.
Yeah. The senator wanted to fight some
Oklahoma
guy testifying, and I mean, we're living in a. Don't even get me started on social media. What you see on Twitter, but we think that if you get to know each other. If you get to know what makes a Tom McInnes tick, if you get to know John Bell, if you get to know Allison Dahl, these are representatives in the General Assembly. Where did you come from? Tell us about your childhood growing up. We had this one legislator come on, Jimmy Dixon from my home county, Duplin County. He's an elderly legislator. He listens to the podcast every week, and he told us this most heartwarming story about his mother raising him up as a single mom in the 1950s and 60s. And just, we had no idea. People called us, like, had no idea Jimmy Dixon grew up this way. Doesn't know who his dad is, never met his dad. And, we got to know him on a personal level, which helps us understand him when he's taking votes on issues. We know that he cares deeply about Duplin County. It's not exactly, the centerpiece of North Carolina's tourism industry, but his pride in the 35,000 hogs they process every day, the jobs that industry creates. And so we just want to foster a political conversation that gets beyond the I'm right and you're wrong. Right. This is who I am. We ask them to talk about the other party. Give us some examples of where you've worked with the other party. And it's amazing, Phil. You know, folks, when you get to know someone on a personal level, it's kind of hard to call them a name.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like your neighbor. Your neighbor, you might not agree with them on everything, but you're not.
Although I think Representative Comer called one of the Democrat congressman yesterday a Smurf.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting. And he was wearing a blue suit. So
yeah, we just feel that people need to do politics better. And that is, hold to your convictions. But we can find things that we agree on. Representative Allison Dahl, a pink-haired liberal Democrat here in Wake County. Senator Todd Johnson, who's going to be here tonight, a conservative from Union County. Mm-hmm. They met through some of our Do Politics Better podcast functions, and they got to know each other, and now they're the best of friends.
Huh.
And they work on legislation together.
That's
now, they
great.
Disagree on these issues and those issues, but they come together when it comes to ABC modernization. Big issue at the General Assembly.
I'm not going to ask you to defend politics, but we all see the national level. I mean, it seems like spend our money, do things that help us as Americans, not asking to defend what's going on in D.C. Because,
right.
As you said, when you talk to Senator McGinnis, the guy is super cool guy. I mean, you'd want to run through a brick wall when you hear him speak.
Yeah.
Representative Jackson, Representative Bowles, when he was in the legislature, great guy. We see him all the time with his business there and throughout Moore County. again, and like you said, these are real people that, you know, once you have a relationship with them, you understand who they are. Yeah. Not necessarily to defend politics, but talk about how, if you were to say somebody's so tainted on politics, how would you try to bring them back to center? It's like, hey, let's give this a chance.
I'll tell you what I tell my wife, because she follows politics through social media and the media. And she'll say, I can't believe this. And I say, that is not who they are. What you see on social media, even how they put out their message or someone is portraying them, I say, you know, you should really go meet him or her. Come with me to an event, I'll say. I think that a lot of folks, I would say, you know, you don't believe, I don't want to say there's fake news. The news is doing a good job. But I do believe you're only getting one dimension of that person. You're getting their press release. You're getting their floor speech. You're not seeing behind the scenes that this person really cares about their state, or they care about their district, or they care about this issue, and getting to know them. And I know not everyone has the luxury of being down in Raleigh, and I'm not suggesting you want to spend too much time at the building, but getting to know them on a personal level, realizing that these are human beings, things that you read on the internet. Ask yourself, could this really be true, that they hate America so much? You know, right. Does anyone go to run for Congress or the legislature because they hate their state? No, they think they're doing good work. And it's incumbent upon us to give them perspective. So when you talk to Senator McInnes or Representative Ben Moss, or you're talking to Representative Jamie Bowles before he left, you talk about what's going on in Pinehurst. You talk about what it brings, and it's up to us to inform them. You have to engage. I would encourage anyone to get engaged in the process. Don't check out, because then you're just leaving it to the fighting and the folks that, you know, there's an industry about just stirring up controversy, being that person that's sending out that bombastic tweet. They're doing it because they get clicks.
I was just going to say, because they get the clicks.
They get the clicks, and the more clicks they get, they might have their own podcast where people are like, yeah, I want to be on there because it's crazy, and they get a lot of views. But, you know, pay attention to the folks who are keeping it civil. They're out there.
You mentioned Senator Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Union County.
Yeah.
He's got a tie to Pinehurst that I found interesting that you mentioned to me, that he owns a cigar shop.
He does.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
It's right there. If you're watching this at 15501 where it meets Highway 1, it's called The Cigar Shop.
Yeah, The Cigar Shop. And in fact, if you go to Senator Johnson's office at the General Assembly, he has a humidor in his office, and he will give you a cigar from his cigar shop. He is a great guy. He owns an insurance company, but he has a few cigar chain. I don't want to say chain. He has a few cigar stores. I think one's even down towards Myrtle Beach area, Union County, and then your way. And you know, Senator Johnson is a great guy. He is one of those folks that, you get to know him. He's got a story about something going on in his community. He really wants to hear from regular people. He's not one of those guys that's at the General Assembly and just wants to drink the Kool-Aid. He would rather puff on a cigar with you and talk about what's on your mind. And he has his opinions, but you'll learn something from him. But great guy.
So, Senator Johnson, we'd love to smoke cigars, and if you want to go play golf sometime, just give us a call at the CVB there in Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen, and we'll be happy to take you out. Talk about Pinehurst. I mean, you get down there, you travel the state, obviously, but you know, how often do you get down to Pinehurst? I know you like to play a little bit of golf.
I do play a little bit of golf. I'm one of those golfers, though, Phil. I feel really intimidated by the Pinehurst golf courses because I'm such a terrible golf player. But I'm one of those terrible golf players that loves to play golf. And what I love most about it is the social aspect of it. I love getting out on the course. And, you know, if I could go back in time, I would give anything right now just to play a round of par three golf with my grandfather. I remember that.
Go to the Cradle.
Yeah.
That's the place to go, the par three course. In fact, I played that course. I'll tell you a quick story. On Christmas Day, I'm single, don't have kids. I went there on Christmas Day and said, hey, I was the only person there. I was on Christmas Day about 8:30 in the morning. I was like, hey, my dad had passed away. He was a scratch golfer. And I said, I want to play a ball for my dad. And so I'll hit one for me and one for him. I had almost four hole-in-ones on my dad's ball.
Are you serious?
And I shot four under on my dad's ball. I shot even par. And it's like, my dad beat me again. I swear to God, on the cradle, my dad was there. On wow. Christmas Day that year.
That's incredible.
So I highly recommend go there. You can have that spiritual experience I have, or you can drink the transfusions and have a different type of experience.
Uh-huh.
You can play barefoot, have a great time, smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Tom Pashner would be love to see you out there having fun.
I love a cigar on the golf course, by the way. My wife does not like it when I come back smelling like cigar smoke, but I do love to play golf. I'm embarrassing myself here. I can shoot under 100. It's a great day for me.
Well, there are 38 golf courses in Moore County, so there's one for you for sure.
Yeah. I always feel like I'm very conscientious. My grandfather said you never hold folks up, so I'm very conscientious of how much time I spend looking for my ball.
Pace of play is very important.
So it is the most important, my grandfather told me.
So I would venture to say you probably weren't smoking a cigar when you're on your bicycle doing the mountains to the coast. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I played Miners number 10 last week. Got a privilege to go out there before they open it next spring. I got a cramp in my right calf just from walking. I can't imagine riding from the mountains to the coast over a 7-day period. What was that like?
It was an incredible experience. So we started, it was the first week in October, started at Banner Elk. Now, I told you, I'm from Eastern North Carolina, Duplin County.
It's flat.
Yeah, flat. hills to us are a headwind, you know? So I live in the Raleigh area. So I was training on this route that I thought had hills. And I said, you know, we call it Big Woods. Going into Chatham County, I said, I'm going to train here because I got to get ready for this bike ride. Phil, when I rode in Banner Elk, we were riding from Banner Elk to Blowing Rock, eventually trying to get to Wilkesboro on our first day. I felt like someone turned the world upside down. I have never seen mountains, or I'd seen mountains like that. I just never rode them on my bicycle. So obviously, as the week progressed, it took us to Emerald Isle eventually, but we stopped off Wilkesboro, Winston-Salem, Mebane. Then from Mebane, we went to Henderson. From Henderson to Tarboro, Tarboro to Kinston, Kinston to Emerald Isle. So every day was a stop. Visit NC and Cycle NC does a magnificent job with this bike ride. It's not a race. It's a ride.
Yeah.
You've got they think of everything. And you know, from your hotels, you book your hotel, they go and pick up your bags, take them to the next hotel. They feed you breakfast, feed you dinner. A rest stop every 15 miles. And what was so wonderful is that the route was a rural route. So once we got out of, you know, Winston and Mebane, in between, we're going through rural North Carolina. And just the hospitality of North Carolinians, churches opening up their church doors, feeding us breakfast for the first 15 miles, sweet potatoes being served as we went into Nash County, barbecue once we got to Kinston, beer gardens every night. We had buses taking us because there was the finish line. You would park your bike, you'd go to your hotel, but buses running constantly into communities.
It's so a lot of logistics.
Oh, it was. They do such, I can't recommend it enough. It's an annual ride every fall.
Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. Yeah. I think it's like $700, and that's pretty much your package deal. That covers most of your logistics. And we were lucky to have great weather. It's like, you know, we start our ride at 60 degrees. Usually it's about 75 by the end of the day. It's just perfect weather for riding. State troopers escort you, so it's a very safe route. They have it all marked. They have an app you can download. It'll tell you to take a left turn in a mile.
Okay.
And I met so many great people from Silva to up in Dare County, met a friend. You know, he wasn't my friend until this ride, but, you know, you get to know folks. You're in misery together. It's at least the first couple days.
What happens if you get a cramp or you get a flat tire? You're like, see you later. We're going.
Cycle NC has a sag wagon, which is pretty much a wagon that just goes up and down the course. I had a tire blow on my way to Henderson. patch me right up. They will even pick you up and take you to the next rest stop if you can't take any more. Luckily, I was healthy the whole time.
Well, you're a triathlete as well, right?
Yeah,
so you're pretty good shape.
I was in better shape when I did triathlons. But this has been a bucket list for me since they started this some 23 years ago.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to do it, but the General Assembly, you know, that schedule's always kind of weird. In fact, Phil, I didn't even know if I was going to do it this year because we still didn't have a budget until like a week before this ride. But I had signed up last winter, and the stars aligned, and I was able to do it. It is definitely one of those things that I will always remember. And I will remember the hospitality and the sights of rural North Carolina.
Yeah.
What a beautiful state.
We'd like to get that through Moore County.
You should make a bid for it. I know that they're talking to folks about organizing next year's ride. And
we'd love to do that.
Stopping in Pinehurst
would be cool.
I mean, just to go from the finish line, being able to go into the village and have a beer, a good meal. It's a lot of fun, and it's about 800 riders, and some of them have family with them. So you're talking about an infusion of guests in the middle of the week. Usually,
it is during fall peak golf season.
Well,
so
there is
finding
that.
Hotel rooms could be an issue, but we are certainly going to pursue that and see if we can get it coming through Moore County for sure. A couple more things, real quick, and we'll let you go. You mentioned the budget, the casino. Well, sports betting is starting January 1st. Vince Cellino with NCTIA, executive director, awesome guy. You work with. Mm-hmm. He said there might be a little bit of a hang up as of January 1st, but the casinos, that came out of the budget. So where does that stand? Is that going to be revisited? Because I know people say, oh, we've heard there's going to be one in Pinehurst. No, it's, you know, I think it's what, Rocky Mount, Robinson County, Rockingham County, north of Greensboro,
and Anson
maybe
County, down your
Anson,
way. A little bit down your way.
Yeah. Same between here and Charlotte.
Yeah. So this is something that the Senate really wanted. The House kind of wanted it, but I think they got cold feet at the end. A lot of controversy around casinos. You know, at tourism, we work on, you know, there are a few hot button issues. Casinos, ABC modernization, that's another. Senator Berger, in fact, I heard him on another podcast this morning saying that he was going to make a push again in 2024. He feels that this is about competing with states around us. So, you know, Senator Berger was actually born in Danville, North Carolina. He lives in Eden, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So he sees those North Carolina plates going
across the border.
Yeah. And we're talking big revenue. Again, this is something that they want to bring to North Carolina. And he calls them tourism zones, I believe, because they got to spend $500 million to start a casino. So that means hotels and restaurants on this compound property. I think you're going to see this again pop up next year in the short session.
We'll look forward to that. And then one last thing, you're here at NCTIA. What's the big issue? You're getting ready to go into a board meeting, talk about a few things. We got a big session all day tomorrow on Thursday before we wrap up for the holidays. What's the big issue you guys are going to discuss going into the holidays here for next year?
Yeah, we always have concerns around the occupancy tax.
We're getting ready to raise ours to 6%, and we're hoping. We're getting there.
Yeah, so some communities in North Carolina are wanting to revisit the whole concept of the occupancy tax. You know, it was originally designed, and you guys are going through this, that yes, we welcome this tax on our hotels. However, we would like the money to be dedicated to tourism.
Right.
Not only tourism expenses that come with visitors coming to our community, but promoting this community. So it is, whenever there's money on the table, you know this, Phil, whenever there's money on the table, there's going to be folks that say, yeah, I'd like a little bit of that. And what we're saying is, no, look, guys, we are asking for the tax because we want to promote tourism. Tourism is the second biggest industry in North Carolina.
And Moore County, I mean, our board will tell you, we want those to be for major capital projects.
Yes.
Every survey we do is they want an amphitheater, 2,000-person amphitheater. Weymouth Center down there has designs to do something like that. There's some other things. We just did a grant program and awarded $821,000 to capital projects for government nonprofit. That's what they would be for. government, nonprofit, capital projects. And if it has to be one major project, that's what we'd like to do, because we talked about the growth of Moore County and the Pinehurst area. You know, we want to be a part of that, and we could be a great partner with those governmental and nonprofit agencies.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of folks, and this is something we have to talk to legislators about, is we take tourism for granted, I think. I think we think because Pinehurst is this wonderful destination where people come from all over the world to play golf. And that is all true, but they don't just come. They come because we tell them about it.
Right.
We go into their markets and we show them photographs and video, and we're putting our games on TV.
The U.S. Open would be televised around the world.
Right.
Great advertising.
Yeah, it is. So you can't kill the program that is bringing visitors to Asheville, that is bringing visitors to Carolina Beach or to Greensboro or here to Raleigh. You've got to be able to tell that story. And we know that municipalities and counties have a lot of needs. There are other ways for them to find the resources to take care of those needs. We want this occupancy tax to be focused on that community. Keep it in the community to promote this job-creating industry.
And I think what's great in North Carolina, and this may be in other states too, but I've seen in the 5+ years I've been in Pinehurst, is that, you know, we've got 100 counties. We all compete, but we all play nice in the sandbox together. Right. We all reap the benefits. If somebody's going to go to Raleigh, they're probably going to come to Pinehurst. If they go to the coast, hey, let's go to the mountains this year. Let's go play golf. So, you know, we all reap the benefits. We're in a great state. From the mountains to the coast and everywhere in between. I always tell Whit, we need more golf in the hype video. See a lot of mountains, see a lot of... let's get more than one golf shot in that video. But I just give him a hard time. But anyway, Brian Lewis, it's been a pleasure. As always, thank you for all you do in the legislature for occupancy tax for the state of North Carolina. And come on down and smoke a cigar sometime.
I'll come play golf too.
All right, that sounds great. Well, if you want to learn more about tourism, go to homeofgolf.com, especially about the U.S. Open in 2024. If you want to watch our videos, including this podcast, go to our YouTube channel, which is Home of American Golf. And if you love our podcast, just search Paradise in the Pines on your favorite podcatcher. And Brian, I'll download yours if you download mine.
I certainly will.
For Brian Lewis, I'm Phil Wurz. We'll see you next time, Paradise in the Pines.
Did we do okay, Dan?
You did good.
Okay.
Did awesome. We mess? Did Thank we do- you.